I'm happy next to welcome Lubna Al-Zaru from Bethlehem University.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lubna Al-Zaru, and I'm a student at Bethlehem University. I was raised most of my life in a city south of Bethlehem named Hebron, where my ancestors can trace their roots back to 1,500 years. I have three sisters and one brother. I was born during the First Intifada in 1989 in Bethlehem. Despite being born there, I never entered Bethlehem again until I took the entrance exam for Bethlehem University in August 2008. Hebron, as some may know, is the only major Palestinian city with no Palestinian Christians in it. The only Christian presence is an Orthodox Russian church in the middle of town that up until 2005 I had no idea existed. There is also a Christian elementary school with all Muslim staff and a Muslim and also all Muslim students. I never knew this school existed until I was 8 and was coming back from a summer holiday from the UK. When did I become aware of the existence of Christianity and other religions then? That is a question I have been thinking about for a while now. I have come to the conclusion that it was most likely at the age of 5 and a half when my father moved us to the UK to go to graduate school. Despite meeting Americans before, and nothing but the difference in appearance had ever registered with me. It was when I finally moved to the UK and out of Hebron for the first time that I realized that rather than mosques on every corner, there were churches with people who would go in them and pray. But I noticed that the way that they prayed is different than the way we prayed, that they didn't fast in Ramadan, for example. I think I must have asked my parents about it, and they must have explained how Christianity is different than Islam. During their explanation, I believe they must have mentioned that Christians are not only Europeans, but they were also Christians who are Palestinians. Palestinian Christians, who are they? What language do they speak? How do they dress? Do they get married like us? Do they look like me? Those questions and many more I wondered about for many years. The really bizarre thing that I realized in my reflections while writing this speech was that I never actually met a Palestinian Christian until I was 18 years old. As I said, when I was 5 and a half, my family moved to the UK so that my father could go to graduate school and complete his doctorate in vocational training and education. I never met a Palestinian Christian in the UK. In 1999, we moved back to Hebron, and soon after we moved back, the Second Intifada started. This meant, among other things, that going to Bethlehem, Jerusalem, Ramallah, and other cities where you can find a Christian community became very difficult. Therefore, for 8 years, I had to do with my father's answers to my questions about Palestinian Christians, but they were usually very brief, and I thought quite vague, too. The only thing I can remember really of his answers was describing Palestinian Christians as peaceful. They are peaceful, he said. They don't get into stupid fights and arguments with people. I should mention that we were in a lot of arguments at that time, at the beginning of Intifada. And they are very respectful and respected. He was suffering, apparently. That answer, however, was never enough for me. I didn't understand why my father tended to give the same answer to my questions about Christians. I believed he was avoiding questions when he described them as normal. It was when I finally met a Palestinian Christian at the age of 18 that I did finally understand. He had described them as normal, literally, because they are normal Palestinians. They don't dress differently from Muslims, except maybe that none of the women wear a scarf, like me, to cover their hair. With the exception, of course, of the sisters who teach at Bethlehem University and the schools, the Christian schools around Bethlehem. They don't speak a different language than us. They speak Arabic, like Raphael and Jacob over here. And they even pray in Arabic. They look the same, with dark skin tones and wide brown eyes. Their family relationship are also not different than ours. We share the same culture, the same background, we even share the same suffering. What happens to me on a checkpoint also happens to a Christian Palestinian girl on a checkpoint. The only difference between us was that we believe in different faith traditions, and that didn't really affect our conversations at all. I am ashamed to say that the first time I met a Palestinian Christian, the first time I was aware of it and actually talked to her, was not in Palestine, but at a program in the United States. A year later, I was attending Bethlehem University, a Catholic university, a place I never thought I would go to school for, and now I'm starting my senior year there. So far, attending Bethlehem University has been one of the most gratifying experiences in my life. Bethlehem University has truly changed me. I went in as an awkward teenager, full of self-consciousness, feeling stupid most of the time, and not knowing much about the larger Palestinian community out there and the diversity and pluralism that exists in its midst, despite being quite knowledgeable about the international community even at my young age. Now entering my senior year, I believe I am a confident young woman who thinks she is intelligent, but more importantly feels it and is quite aware of the Palestinian community with its good, but also with its problem and issues. I was looking at Hebron on Wikipedia the other day, and I know that Wikipedia isn't the best source, but it had on it that in 1967, and this information caught my eye, that there was in 1967 106 Christians who lived in Hebron itself. Today, like I said, there are no Christians who live in Hebron. This has affected the 500,000 inhabitants in the Hebron district who have no direct interactions anymore with this significant part of our society. Hebron is known now to be the most conservative city in the West Bank. People can be very conservative there to the extent of not accepting the differences of others, and partially I think the reason is the lack of religious pluralism there. Many people in Hebron don't interact with other Palestinians who are just like them, but who differ in religion. Thus, the people there, as a result, become more isolated and think their way is the only way and become more close-minded. I have two sisters, Asya and Ikhlas, aged 7 and 8, and they have lived their whole lives in Hebron. The only time they go out of Hebron is to visit me in Bethlehem. They first met a Christian when I was a freshman at Bethlehem University. The first question they asked my friend was, "Why don't you wear a headscarf like Lubna?" In the past year, discussions with them have become more interesting about this topic. I have also been living for the past year with 4 Italian nuns. On one of the visits of Ikhlas and Asya to my sleeping quarters with the nuns, they asked me why the nuns were wearing the white robes, why they had a chapel inside the dorm, why they prayed differently than us, why they kissed them on their cheeks every time they came. These questions have led to interesting discussions with them about the existence of multiple religions in the world, multiple ways of doing things, and multiple opinions. Discussions I don't really think they could even comprehend, even if they hadn't been exposed to the nuns and my Palestinian Christian friends. I doubt these discussions would have really come up before they were 18, and I thank God for placing me at Bethlehem University, because otherwise I would have stayed in Hebron, and I doubt they would have ever learned about the existence of pluralism in our society. Or worse, they could have been given a misunderstood version of what people think that Christianity is, or what Christians in Palestine are. One thing I have learned while living in Bethlehem the last 3 years is really my message to you here today, is that the Christian community in Palestine is diminishing each day. More and more Christians are immigrating and never come back due to various reasons, some of which are political, but others are economical but also social. The ancient Christian community that has existed in Palestine since the birth and spread of Christianity and has been part of our cultural heritage and integral constituent of our society is vanishing. By losing Palestinian Christians, we will be losing our own people, and the ramifications of that will be as catastrophic to Palestine as much as the Nakba in 1948 has been. I truly hope that we can all work on changing that reality, because as Martin Luther King Jr. said, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Thank you.
Lubna, thank you very much indeed for a moving and very clear presentation of your experience, but not yours only. And I think one of the things that we'll take from that presentation is the very clear awareness that you can't talk about pluralism socially in the abstract. It has to be experienced. And that therefore, where the diversity of communities shrinks, where groups are excluded, exiled, for whatever reason, something is lost, some real, profound human possibility.